There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Cybersecurity and vehicle safety.
Yes, well, this is all about Tim Child's safety campaign, and they're launching some research, and it's about children and their cybersecurity and vehicle safety. So two separate pieces of research. They're trying to establish some information from the people in Sharjah and also raise awareness about cybersecurity when it comes to children and being safe in cars, basically. I had a chat with Hanidi Saleh Al-Yafizi. She's the Department Director at the Supreme Council for Family Affairs in Sharjah. She's also head of the organising committee of the Child Safety Campaign. They're the ones that have decided to do this research and carry it out. I started by asking her why these two topics were so important to cover.
The campaign always works to promote awareness about children's safety, protections and social stability in order to ensure children are physically and psychologically healthy. Now, answering your questions about why we're having those two studies, which are the first one is about the online safety for children and the other one is the safety in vehicle. Both topics are very important due to the children level of activity on the internet and social media websites that keeps to grow, as well as parents' growing dependence on private transport.
If we take the cybersecurity, you're going to target 5% of families in Sharjah for this. And it's all about safety. Why do you think children are particularly vulnerable when it comes to cybersecurity?
Children are the most obvious target of cybercrime and are more likely to fall victim to this type of crime sometimes through video games or social media platforms. Due to their nature of they're young, they're open, they like to try new things. So it's always advisable to keep an eye on them, monitor them, and give them the tips and advices that they will have to have in their lives to carry on and do their networks, their to live naturally contacting others. So once we give them the basics, it will create like a shield for them to protect them of anything that might happen. And that's why I think children are the most important target audience for us to focus on creating awareness for them.
And do you think by doing this survey and obviously promoting child safety, in particular with cybersecurity, do you think it might help parents understand the role that they have to play in keeping their children safe when it comes to online?
Of course, especially that with this study that we will be conducting with families, and there will be other survey that will be conducting directly to students and children in schools, that will be phase two. It will give the importance to the families and parents in particular, because they are our number one focus. They are the one who are monitoring and taking care of kids. They're the one who we should talk to before the child, because at the end, they're just children. They would do whatever it takes them to for them to feel free and have fun. But when we focus on parents, this is what we want.
Okay, so if we can look at the other story about vehicle safety, one of the areas you want to look at when it comes to vehicle safety, it is a move to more public transport. Do you think there's a particular issue there with awareness in terms of safety?
With the new law that came out on the 1st of July, stating that all children must have car seats on and seatbelt on, we came up with a campaign again, which was launched in 2011, and we refreshed it with a new identity, new toll. And we think that is very important for parents to know that it's just not just about the fine that they're going to pay, it's about the children's safety, and at the end, they need all our attention for them to stay safe in the vehicle. So we're targeting in this study around 12,344 families who will answer a set of questionnaires regarding the knowledge of traffic regulations and their level of compliance with those rules, in addition to alerting them to the proper safety measures inside the vehicle. And it's not only about the seatbelt or the car seat, it's also about the right behavior that the children will be having in the vehicle, like raising his head out of the window or raising his head out of the window. So those are very important elements that you want to highlight during this study.
So, of course, you're very keen to get the message out that whether you're using public transport or private transport, you want children to be safe in the cars. You want parents to understand what safety means for their child in a vehicle, I guess. What will you do with the findings once you've carried out this research? What's the end goal?
Those will be the first studies in Sharjah in particular. And we also would like to carry on and do that in the different Emirates with the different associations in future. But the main result will provide a reliable integrated database and information source to government institutions and children's centers and organizations in order to build tailored campaigns and workshops according to the outcomes that we got from those questionnaires.
And you are carrying out both of these studies, but it's not just about surveys and collecting data. You're also going out into the community to get this message across.
Yes, the campaign focuses more every year on interactive workshops, and those workshops happen in schools and outside the schools and centres where children might gather. So we will carry on with different workshops related both areas, children's cyber safety and vehicle safety. And they will be across schools in the Emirates of Sharjah, English and Arabic, of course, speakers, private and government sectors. So I would really like, through your channel, to seek the school's cooperation and to cooperate with us and spread the word and awareness about those workshops.
That was Hanedi Saleh Al-Yafai. She's the Department Director at the Supreme Council for Family Affairs in Sharjah. She's also head of the organising committee of the Child Safety Campaign. They're the guys that are carrying out this research. And it's not just a survey. They are, as she mentioned, going into schools and holding workshops. Because, as she says, of course, yes, they want to try and get this message to children to be safe online. But it's the parents. Because, essentially, children want to push the boundaries of freedom. Mm. Whether that's sitting in a car without a seatbelt, or whether that's going online and looking at things that they shouldn't. Children are always going to want to push the boundaries. So parents need to be aware of this too and take some of that responsibility.
They are. I mean, I looked at that and I initially thought, cybersecurity, vehicle safety, how are those two connected? And then I sat and I realised that if you're a parent who gives a child an iPad, doesn't set any security controls on the iPad or on YouTube or whatever they use the iPad for, you might well be a similar parent in style to a parent who wouldn't make your child wear a seatbelt, for example. There's that there. So it's kind of bringing that to the forefront, which makes an awful lot of sense because lots of kids on iPads all the time, lots of kids unfortunately on the roads, and if you're in a car now, look and see a child in the car, there will be somebody who isn't buckled in properly.
Mm, she's it is saying as simple that, as that despite the change in law, it's still taking time for people to adjust and accept that this is the safest thing for their child. So it's about safety and putting the child first, whether online or in the car as well.
All right, then. Other news stories today. I was come back today and I see this big camel festival in, it's in Saudi Arabia actually, this, but it's on all month. It's on until February the 1st. It's a good way from Riyadh. But they've got the Camel Beauty Festival again.
Yes.
30-odd million dollars.
Yeah.
I still to this day, and I quite like camels, I must admit. Living here, you get used to camels, and they're regal-looking creatures. But I don't know how you judge the beauty of a camel, still.
There's experts for that.
Yeah. But anyway, lots of entrants from the UAE, which is interesting to see. 57, 120 from Kuwait. That's going on at the moment. That's on until the 1st of February, I think. Dubai Frame, lots about Dubai Frame, of course, at the moment. 2017's most significant architectural landmark. Did you see that? It's been voted by a tourism and news website, hotelandrest.com.
You can see why, though. Can you think of anything else in the world that's similar? There's nothing like it.
It's I was trying so to explain different. It to my brother-in-law.
Yeah, it's the concept seems odd to say, well, we've got a frame. What do you mean you've got a frame? Is it a supporting frame? Are you going to build something else? No, like a picture frame.
Mm.
And what's the framing? Dubai, okay. Mm-hmm. So as a concept, it sounds odd. But when you see it and you hear all about it, Mohammed Suleiman was in doing sterling work talking about the frame. He got a sneak peek just before it opened on New Year's Day.
Okay.
So he came in while you were away and had a chat about the frame and the experience of it. And It's so sort of, you start off on one side and it's such an experience to go through old Dubai, Dubai as it is now and Dubai of the future, and it's all takes you up and along the journey and you're looking out on one side of the old and the new. It's, I mean, it sounds fantastic.
Well, I know, I was trying to explain it last week, and it, you know, so it's a frame in the city, and so what was it for? I said, well, one way is New Dubai, one way is Old Dubai. Because, you know, it's the old and the new, and it's the future, there's a museum, there's loads of stuff, you can go up in it, it's big, 150 metres, something like that, I think it is. Anyway, it's open now, so 50 dirhams a ticket, that's adults, 20 dirhams for children, 10 till 7.
And it's all smart, open. It's smart, so you do it, you smart book, and you book the times when it's least busy.
You smart book.
You like book that. It smart.
All right, then. NLT's
technology, Tim.
Here with the lingo, which is good.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.